I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, looking at the answer to our Blue Runner opinion poll, who do you think is going to win the Heisman? No surprise here from this audience. 92%, I don't know if I've ever seen a poll that high, believe it will be LSU's quarterback Joe Burrow. Oklahoma's quarterback Jalen Hurts and defensive end Chase Young share 4% each, and a big flat zero goose egg for Ohio State's quarterback Justin Fields. And we will know tomorrow. One of the texters wanting to know how many votes total are there in the Heisman voting. I believe there are 928 across the nation. Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert joins us. Bobby, are you one of those voting on the Heisman? He dropped out? Well, let's get him back on. We're asking a question. We're also going to talk to Bobby about the passing of Vaughn Johnson, part of the New Orleans Saints' menacing Dome Patrol. Back in the 1980s, the early 90s, he passed away at the age of 57 after a battle with kidney disease at his home in North Carolina. The Cajun Cannon has a very special perspective and insight to Vaughn Johnson. Bobby, you with us now?
Yeah. I don't know. Y'all hung up on me, Dom.
Hey, don't blame me. I'm not pushing the buttons. I'm just talking.
Okay, right. I got you.
Bobby, I was asking the question, do you get a vote for the Heisman? Are you one of the 928 sports writers? Or
no. No, they don't trust me because I'd be a homer.
What about Mike? Is Mike Dettillier or anybody from the station get a vote?
No, I think Glenn Gilbo, a local guy I can recall, has a vote. He's also with USA Today and Gannett. So that's one individual I know has one.
We just had him on.
He has a vote, but I don't have a vote. They would. I would have voted for Honey Badger, and he came out for it. So.
Well, Bobby, we got you on here for a sad occasion today, the passing of a New Orleans Saints, one of the members of our famed Dome Patrol, Vaughn Johnson. Tell us about the life and times of what you knew with Vaughn.
Well, I don't know. The good die young. I mean, that's just a shame. Only 57 years of age. When I look, Sam Mills dies in his young 40s, and now Vaughn being only 57. I don't know. I don't think there's any conspiracy, but I think there's something to, when I look at the game of football and what you put in your body sometimes to be able to play anti-inflammatories and all that. He's too young to be on dialysis, and looking at Sam Mills end up having stomach cancer and stuff, but didn't have the nickname Meat for Nothing. I mean, he was an animal. Gentleman off the field, but he was an SOB on, and he was kind of like E.F. Hutton. He wouldn't say much. Ricky Jackson Mills, they were more the spokes people, I guess, and Pat, Swilling for the Dome Patrol, or just the team in general at times. I can recall one time in 1987, the strike year, and Vaughn was saying how we all have to stick together, and he hardly said anything, but everybody was listening. He would be the one that if you punch into a computer and you weren't a robotic-type linebacker, he just looked the part. He looked like a number one draft pick, and I go back to him even in the USFL before he came to the Saints. He's with the Jacksonville Bulls, and Bum Phillips drafted him. That's how the Saints ended up having his rights, but he was such a physical specimen. I always joke about in high school, he'd be one of the ones that you want the first one to get off the bus. And, you'd be the visiting high school team. The home team like, oh, God, is this who we playing? No, he was meat. He even had muscles that in his neck was protruding. He had this bullet head. And I tell you, he didn't even have to wrap up when he was tackling you. He would just run through you. And he was part of the greatest linebacking corps in NFL history. And I always say, not to be biased, when I look at, I would say 3-4 linebackers, the Saints had the best. 4-3, I would say the Chicago Bears. you know, with Buddy Ryan when they had that dominating defense. But there's only three of them. There wasn't four of them. That's when they had Mike Singletary, they had Otis Wilson and Wilbur Marshall. But Von Johnson, if anybody didn't like Von Johnson off the field, they're just not a good person. I mean, you'd have to look in the mirror. He was that great of a guy. And he did get acknowledged and, you know, being in the Saints Hall of Fame and the Louisiana Hall of Fame. But he's one of those, I think the whole Dome Patrol should be in the Hall of Fame because he was that dominant. And not only a big hitter, he was in on when they went nickel. He was in on pass coverage. He could pass coverage. His zone concepts, I remember, he's very disciplined and just an all-around great player and great guy. And it's just a shame and kind of shocking, like I said. And I talked to Ricky, and it was right around training camp, and he said Von wasn't doing too good, that he was on dialysis and stuff. And I was like, what? And, you know, you kind of reflect and think about all that. It's just a sad situation. And he was never one to complain. You know, when he finished his Saints career, he went back with his dad out in Raleigh, North Carolina. They had a construction company. So just a blue-collar type of guy, and they didn't get any better than him.
Bobby, how do you think he would have fared out in today's game, given the different demeanor and all the flags and the illegal hits that are being called now? How would a guy like Von Johnson do?
Well, he might have got a few fines, but he would have learned to adjust because he was that good a player. He would have learned how to adjust to the rules because he was smart. Like I said, he wasn't just one-dimensional. You had him in on first down and you would take him out. No, he would have adjusted, but he was one of the original ones that I come out with the term to knock a snot bubble. In other words, when he would hit you, you knew he hit you, and you were like a snot bubble. A bubble would form because he was that dominant and really just a man of little words. He would just let his action do the talking, and he always did it at a high level. And he never got hurt. I mean, he was just unbeliever, always answering the bell. And I tell you what, but in this day and age, he would be Pro Bowl for sure, if not all pro, even if he was playing today.
How big a guy was he? I remember he wasn't all that tall, but
he was about 6'4".
He was pretty thick.
Yeah, he was 6'4", about 245 to 255. So, no, he wasn't like Field Mouse. Sam Mills is the one that was little. You know, Sam yeah. Mills was 5'9", 5'9 and a half, but he played like he was 6'4". No, Von was the one that the college, the professional scouts, when they scouting him out of North Carolina State, it's like a no-brainer not to pick him because he looked the part. He not only could get it done on the field, but he looked like a professional football player, professional linebacker.
You know, Sam Mills, I don't think there was a quicker linebacker going sideline to sideline than Sam Mills. I mean, he was just all over the field. But Von was a little different.
Yeah, it wasn't a weak link. Sam Mills wasn't a weak link. Von Johnson wasn't a weak link. And I think that's what made the Dome Patrol so special. The players we had, you had Pat Swilling and Ricky Jackson off the edge. But to show you the great character, even like a Sam Mills, like I said, who passed away in his young 40s. Even when he left the Saints, he wasn't washed up. He goes to Carolina and puts that team on his back, puts him in the playoffs. And what the owner thought of him with the Carolina Panthers, even built a statue of Sam Mills. So, I mean, Von's that type of individual. I don't know, somewhere to me they should have, you know, we all honored the Gleason block punt, but maybe we can get something going. Where you could put a statue of those four linebackers. I don't know if we'll ever see that again.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know if there's ever been a better foursome. I mean, Swilling, I think, kind of became on the cutting edge of linebackers who became almost like down linemen and doing pass rushing. I mean, he was phenomenal at it, and I don't think anybody had ever seen that in the game till he came around.
Well, Pat will tell you this. Pat Swilling ended up being NFL Defensive Player of the Year. The reason why he went to the Lions, Jim Fink didn't want to pay him, but that's another story. But Pat will tell you that helped him be MVP in the whole league was because of the group and the defense that he played with. And Pat Swilling coming off that edge. And then you had Bond. There's nowhere to go. You had Ricky, you had Pat, And then you had, Vaughn and Sam in the middle. And Pat can rush the passer because you can't double-team everyone. A lot of times they'd be focused on Ricky Jackson, and Pat Swilling would just run over the running back that they couldn't block him. So that's what was so dominant and very frustrating. I know I can remember one quote. I think it was Roger Craig with the 49ers, who was an unbelievable running back. He had a statement, and he said the hardest he ever got hit in the NFL, he wanted to see was by Von Johnson. So that speaks volume just right there. You're looking at one of the toughest running backs in the NFL.
That is quite a compliment. Well, Bobby, what you got coming up today on the show and this weekend, since the Saints are not playing this weekend?
Well, on Friday's usually still high school playoffs and all, and so I'm not involved with that. And I'm just going to get ready for Monday Night Football, do my homework for the Saints and the Colts. I'm actually going right now, and I promised that we came to town. Tony from Australia, I'm taking to the Cajun Cannon restaurant to eat in about 10 minutes. So I'm going to be out there with him, and he has his buddy. The Houdat Nation is everywhere, even coming in from Australia. So that's what I'm going to be doing this afternoon and just getting ready for the Saints-Colts game.
Well, get somebody to take some pictures and post them on the website. I'm sure everybody would enjoy seeing him.
Oh, okay, I sure will. All right, Don, thank you, man.
All right, thank you, Bobby. Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, talking about the loss of Vaughn Johnson, 57 years old, kidney disease, could be something related, taking painkillers and medicines for the bumps and bruises over a whole career, certainly could have contributed to taking his toll. Gone but not forgotten, one of the members of the Dome Patrol, Ricky Jackson, Vaughn Johnson, Pat Swilling, and Sam Mills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.